Hey guys, welcome to today's Encore show. Today is the 28th of May, right? Am I right? I hope I'm why are you not sure of the date anymore? I don't know. I'm just, things are, man, the world is moving too fast for me these days. No, it's the 28th of May. We're going to do an encore from the 29th of May, and the reason for that is because if we went back to the 28th, we'd be redoing an old encore. So we're going to present to you here a great show, a favorite of ours, the great Larry and Gloria Grover. And this time last year, they were jumping on the, remember this, redo season 8 of Game of Thrones?
Oh, not Jesus. That was a big thing last year.
It was very big. People thought that the producers, the writers, not the actors now, but the writers and producers, had let the Game of Thrones,
Game of Thrones?
I know, Phil, the Game of Thrones fan down. Notice I said the Game of Thrones fan. The individual as representing the whole. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
That guy's got to applaud everything.
I do, because that's how I feel about the forward momentum.
Very good, bud.
I do.
All right, so anyway, this time last year, or one day removed, the 29th of May, was Gloria and Larry Grover, and they're on the redo season 8 of Game of Thrones. Boy, that's asking a lot, ain't it?
Yeah, just if they redo one episode. No, they wanted to redo the whole season, because everyone was, that's how lazy people are.
Anyway, Jay Santos also joined us, and his sub-commanders, they were strong-arming people at the beach to raise retirement money for the Newton. That would be Major Elvis Newton. And what were they doing? They were, I think, weren't they showing people their biceps or something?
I don't know what it was. All right.
Let's find out, shall we? Let's listen to this thing. And a thing it is. A thing of beauty it is. As we listen to this May 29th, 2019 Encore show here from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here this Wednesday. Wednesday, the middle of the week here. What is it, May 29th?
Yes, it is May 29th, and the year is 2019.
And here's Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, what is this far-out stuff?
That's the mermaids in Japan.
Mermaids in Japan. Yeah, this is cool. I like this. This has got, it's the Blue Wave Theory. And the name of the tune is Mermaids in Japan. And they call this the, what does that say? The Spin Meister Mix, you know.
The what?
The Spin Meister Mix.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, General, and you know what? I don't care, man. It's just what it is, so.
All right.
Okay, man. Welcome to our show, Larry Grover. And then we also have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Larry, you know, this is one of these situations where I just,
yeah, this is Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. What did I say? Thrones?
You said Thrones.
No, it's Game of Thrones.
What did I say?
Game of Thrones.
Well, I don't know what this.
I don't either, man. It's no secret. I don't watch the show. But, and we've avoided talking about it. However, that's going to be coming to an end here because Larry's going to be on. He wants to, basically what he's saying is they need to boycott or some crap.
Here, I'll do it, okay? I talked to Gloria on the phone, for God's sake.
All right, Margaret.
Well, you guys need to be better prepared. According to Gloria, and as I heard it and as I understand it, Larry wants to come on and talk about the final season of Game of Thrones. Apparently, it was an abortion on toast.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it was.
Wait a minute, man. Go ahead.
You talking to me?
Everybody.
Apparently, it was an abortion on toast.
My ears.
What do you got to do that for, Margaret?
I want to let everyone know I'm not backing down.
Well, it's a grotesque and gruesome comparison. I wish you wouldn't do that.
Okay, Daddy, gotcha.
I'm serious.
All right, Phil, fine. Many fans are upset at the show's ending. There's a petition on change.org to rewrite and reshoot the entire season. Larry is going to come on, talk about how disappointed they are. He had to pirate HBO because his mother wouldn't pay for it, and he came to expect the show, and he didn't get any in season 8. There's all kinds of problems that he has.
Does he want to, Yeah, my understanding is he wants to rewrite it and reshoot it.
He wants to.
No, he wants to join the effort. He wants to sign the petition.
Well, he wants to do more than sign the petition. He wants to be a big part of this push. Larry feels as if, he feels it's something that he should be a big part of. I don't know how else to say it, and to that extent, that's what he feels. Is that,
Okay, I got Larry here.
What Mother said.
Hey, Larry, it's Phil.
Oh, hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good. We have you live on the air right now. Margaret, you know, Margaret was just talking to us about what, because I think that earlier, I believe she spoke with your mother and got some of the detail on this. On this?
On this? I love it. Every time you list, Phil.
I'm not going to ask her again. Okay, mother.
I'm sorry, I said on this. I meant this.
Yeah, Phil Henry went this.
Larry's pulling it, Phil.
I'm not pulling anything.
Larry's pulling. You're pulling Pud. Now, do you want for Mr. Henry to understand, or don't you?
Yes, and I'll do it, mother. Thank you. Boy, you know, it's...
If I got to deal with...
Got to deal with what?
Yeah, let me... You got to deal with what?
I've got the phone. You got to deal with what?
Who's got the phone?
What a dick, man.
What did he do, Larry? Don't yell at my son. This is extremely emotional, Mr. Henry.
I'll yell and I'll hang up. You guys want on the air to talk about this Game of Thrones, or don't you? I got you guys... Gloria, Phil is overwrought, you know.
It was his show a bomb the other night at UCB?
No, it was not a bomb, but he was stressing on it, yes.
Yeah, Larry, Phil's show wasn't a bomb.
God damn it.
Well, what is the... Tell me, and then I'll relay it to Phil. I'm sitting over here. I can hear everything.
Big wow, Phil. So what? Larry, my son, wants Game of Thrones reshot. He wants Game of Thrones rescripted. There was no nudity. Is that right, Larry?
Yeah. That's not the big one, though.
Oh, horse dung. Yes, it is. Larry, be honest, honey.
Mother, I don't want you referencing me.
Larry wanted to know... Why wasn't there any nude? All of the nudity is this thing.
All right. Here's Phil.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's right. Here's Phil. All right.
Let me. Phil, all we're asking, and we're asking HBO, as you mentioned, I had to pirate HBO because Mother wouldn't pay for it.
Not paying for the garbage. I told you, Larry.
You wouldn't pay... What garbage are you talking about, Mother?
You mentioned that there's naked... The big and the women trust the breasts together, don't they?
Do they what?
Don't they squeeze their boobs?
Yes, they squeeze them together.
What is it that we're talking about here?
We're talking about the need for, and everybody is universally approving of this, the need to reshoot the final episodes of, and the final season of Game of Thrones.
Now, let me weigh in on this.
Well, General...
Wait a minute. You know, there's a guy over there on Twitter that I love to follow. You know this Maddox. You know Maddox?
Yeah, I know him.
Well, what is he? You got a problem with him or something?
He thinks he's...
Maddox is very smart, and Larry doesn't like smart.
Yes, I do. I don't mind that.
Sit down, Larry, okay, before you wet yourself. Yep.
Well, hold on for a minute. This kid Maddox said every season of every show, every last episode, every fan is complaining about. That's right. That's I read that. Yeah. You getting enough air? God, Phil, you went, yes, that's right. I read that.
It sounded like that, Phil. I don't know whether you were stroking it or...
I'm going to clear the studio and hang up on everybody if you guys don't straighten it out right now.
It sounded like you were...
Sounded like you were stroking it.
Okay, goodbye, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry, please don't hang up.
Did he hang up?
No, he didn't.
Now, we're talking about season 8 of... I don't give a damn about any other show, okay?
Well, I was going to bring up what this Maddox kid said.
I understand. So what do you want to do, Larry?
What we want to do, and what we have petitioned through Change.org and the other individuals that are allied with it, and I don't know any of them, but I fully agree, we want season 8 to be reshot. We expect that there will be the same attention. Look, Game of Thrones is popular, Phil, for one reason and one reason only. It's an expression of what some people consider to be the good old days of being a white man.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Well, no, it's not racist. It's not racist.
But aren't there black actors in the...
Yeah, there are black actors, but they only are there to serve the purpose of furthering the legacy of the white. And what Larry's upset... Look at her. She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Yeah, they put tights on them, you know.
What are you watching now?
I'm sorry. It was a TV commercial. She was wearing... The girl was wearing tights.
Larry loves it when they hug the ass, you know?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Please don't hang up, Larry. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Larry.
Game of Thrones was created by its creators to... Game of Thrones was created by the creators.
You're not talking about God.
No, I'm not talking about God.
Well, you said the creator, singular.
No, I said creators.
Yeah.
Phil's getting really angry.
You know something, Phil? We're trying to get, we're ruling it out the best way we can.
Well, hold on, Phil.
I'm holding on, man.
Game of Thrones was created by its creator, endowed with certain inalienable rights.
I'm telling you.
I'm getting confused because you make me nervous.
I'll do it, Larry. Game of Thrones was created, Phil, as a statement on the dissolving white on the how the white man's dissolving.
You think Game of Thrones is a show that was about the dissolving white culture?
Yes, then I don't think it. I know it. You'd have to be some blind ass.
Well, why is it that all kinds of people, all races of people watch it?
Of course, because it's like watching a train wreck. You're watching a certain segment of the world's reality turning in on itself and getting eaten up by dragons. And
yeah, there's a lot of it, and of course the dragon.
All right, Larry. And you're watching all that, and you want it to go out spectacularly. There was no, and I suppose some people could argue, Phil, that Game of Thrones is a perfect statement on the ending of white culture because there's no nude. There wasn't a nude within miles of that show, on the season ending show.
Can I ask you a question?
Phil, you went like this. You went...
Oh, would you please stop that? Phil has already told people to knock it off with the nitpicking.
Wow.
God damn, it's great.
Wow.
That's right. I'm sticking up for Phil. Now, you know, you guys are making all kinds of fun.
I heard Mr. Henry go...
I heard it, too.
Get a load of... How about that?
All right, I'll take it. You know, Mr. Henry...
Okay, so here's my read on this thing.
Well, we haven't finished.
Yes, you have. You've finished for now. Game of Thrones, which was in its final season, this was just his final show. You guys are complaining about the whole season, aren't you? If the show had been fantastic, if the last episode had been everything you always wanted it to be and more, would you be sitting here bitching about it?
Say that again?
I don't get that.
Are you a fan of that show, Ms. Grover?
My name is Mrs. Grover. I lost my husband to a cardiac event these many years ago.
I'm sorry. Are you a Game of Thrones fan, Mrs. Grover?
Thank you. Am I a Game of what?
A Game of Thrones fan?
He got hostile then.
I'll take it from here.
I don't want your mother on the air anymore.
You just want...
Well, give me the phone.
No, I won't talk to you.
Give me the phone.
You just want... Fucking asshole.
Is your mother a Game of Thrones fan?
Mother would sit down and watch it, yeah, occasionally. And
I'm on the extension, so none of you...
Phil Henry Show, 1-800, what am I doing? I'm giving out a phone number that doesn't exist anymore.
That's how messed up Phil is.
Yes, Harry, you want to, maybe you need a cold compress or something.
Sure, go ahead. Just get a wet washcloth and I'll put it on my head during this commercial break. We'll be right back and we'll have more from Game of Thrones and whatever these dickheads.
We'll be back with more from Game of Thrones in a moment, right after Phil puts the cold compress.
PhilHenryShow.com.
While down on the South Sea Island,
Dr. Porcelax Sanitarium, a place where your loved one can relax and help heal the many, many years of neurosis, the many years of anxieties. These can take their toll. Dr. Porcelax Sanitarium, allow your loved one to relax. Feel the calming breeze and the calming nerves, and suddenly seeing things straight on without that moral squint. Dr. Porcelax Sanitarium. Call for directions and reservations. Reservations are available now. Don't let your loved ones suffer any longer. Take them by plane, by boat, by train, or by car to Dr. Porcelax Sanitarium. The Nut House to the Stars. This is General Galen Shaw, coming up this Saturday afternoon.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. Just a moment, I'll connect you.
Yes, Saturday Cinema.
Saturday Cinema.
With me, General Galen Shaw, and a special guest. Every Saturday, we trot out of the archives some movie that is not copyright protected. In other words, the people that produced it, created it, wrote it, and sweated over it, they want nothing more to do with it.
Saturday Cinema.
These are movies that are not copyright protected at all because they stink. Now, let me tell you something. They're still fun to watch. With me, General Galen Shaw, and a special guest artist, will join me every Saturday afternoon for...
Saturday Cinema.
Nice going, bud.
Thank you. That's me doing that voice.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. Here is Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much, Robert. So we'll let them back. Yes, we'll let them back on the air here in just a second. I have... We have Larry Grover and his mother, you know, we have Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, and we're talking to them about this this petition. And you understand I didn't want to hang up on you guys, but you gave me no choice.
I understand. Mother, why don't you watch television?
I don't want to be marginalized and pushed aside and made to watch TV where all the good shit. I apologize, Phil.
Watch the language.
I apologize. Well, all the good stuff's going on. It's all going down.
All right, Mother. Yeah, Phil, okay, so we're sorry,
You get nitpicky and you start critiquing Phil and you get off point.
Yeah, it makes it seem to me like you don't even care.
Oh, I can tell you, General, we care immensely. First of all, I would not pay for HBO, so Larry had to pirate it in. Oh,
nice going, Mother, thank you.
I'm sorry,
Mother. Nice going, it's great. So now I'll be arrested. So now I'm going to be arrested, you know.
Larry, they won't never find out that you tapped into Bill Stuhl's...
She just...
Okay, let's... I'll cut all this out.
You have to cut it all out, Phil.
I'm tapping into... Bill Stuhl is the guy in the house next door. I tapped into his internet.
Larry's been pirating Bill Stuhl's internet for the last, two seasons of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to stop, okay? Because I don't want to be a party to that, but we'll cut this part out if you promise that you will...
We'll handle it, Phil. No sweat. No sweat at all.
Yeah, I got that. I got you covered, compadre.
Yeah, let's cool it with that, man. We're not having brews in the backyard, okay? Just get it fixed.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't be sarcastic.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, can we...
Yeah, but why don't you now get back into the show?
Can we talk to you about this Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
All right, Larry, so this petition that you want to help circulate, the one that's on change.org, now you wanted the Night King also to kick some ass. You said, I'm reading from the petition, you wanted the Night King to kick some ass, but he got taken out, quote, like a bitch in the prison yard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I thought it was a very undignified way for the Night King, like just like a, oh, man.
Tell what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, he got figuratively shanked.
What, by enemies?
Yeah, by enemies, and he should have been paying attention, but he wasn't. I mean, I can't understand it. I just,
Larry doesn't really watch the show.
You don't watch the show?
I don't. No, hold on for a minute.
No, Larry, I think this is a good part of the story.
Would you shut your...
Oh, my God, Larry raised his fist to me, Mr. Henry.
You know what I'm going to do, Larry, if I hear about you hitting her?
I know. I'm the guy that's got to suffer while she's on the extension.
Ms. Grover, get off of that phone.
I'm Mrs.
Mrs. Grover.
Thank you.
I don't watch the show.
You don't watch the show?
I don't watch it that much. I know enough about it to know that it just went all wrong. I know enough about Game of Thrones to know that I didn't want to watch the last episode, and I didn't.
So what is this stuff about the Night King getting taken out like a bitch on the yard?
That's what I was told, because I talked to Bill Ferment and a few of these guys. I'm in the Game of Thrones club, okay, over at Clover Print.
A Game of Thrones club?
Yeah, they get together and they discuss it.
Oh, like the people used to do with Sopranos.
Yeah, stuff like that. And the guys were telling me that he got taken out like a bitch on the yard, you know?
I don't want to talk to your mother.
He doesn't want to talk to you, mother. He doesn't want to talk to you, mother. Ow! God damn it, she hit me in the nut.
I won't take this post.
Okay, Larry, it's been nice talking to you.
Oh, come on, man.
It was all my fault, Phil. I hit him in the balls.
Now, I'm going to say this. You run the show. I know, don't have him on anymore. Yes. But you run the show. It's your ball game. You do whatever you want to do, Phil.
I second that, Phil. I don't want to tell you what to do. But obviously, these are some sick, sick human beings. Very sick, very troubled, in much deep, deep need of psychoanalysis.
Well,
and when I say that...
Margaret, I got it already, okay? Larry Grover and his mother on Game of Thrones, and so that was interesting. I would have liked to have stayed on the line with him to find out, has he watched the show?
Yeah, he didn't watch the show. He doesn't watch it.
Yeah, I know he said he doesn't watch the show, but I'd like to find out why he said he didn't watch the show. What are you doing, bud?
Open up the FileZilla.
Don't open up FileZilla.
Oh, I mean, I thought I was opening up the battery.
Don't open up the battery. Look at you. Close that, man. Now get out of there.
Sorry, folks, we're having a little technical malfeasance here.
You should talk to people about what you said during the pre-show.
Oh, well, yeah, we wanted to... Well, this was for the BSPs. If you're a subscriber to the show, know that we are endeavoring to make the experience, the BSP experience, all that much more unique and satisfying for you. As you know, each day we present a classic hour from our backstage pass, from our archives for the BSPs, and we've now begun giving you background on each classic clip, how it was recorded, when it was recorded, what was on my mind, what kind of, you know...
Yeah, what mental problems you was having.
Yeah, what mental problems I was having, and why that bit got recorded. So we're going to be doing that, and a few other ideas that we have to make our BSP experience all that much more. And as you know, we now have our monthly marathons. This is a 48-hour straight marathon on the website, on audio and video, of a particular character. We're playing shows from that character going all the way back in the archives to the very earliest appearances. That happens once a month, and that is something that the current subscribers have found to be really kind of a lot of fun.
Well, it's a bonding experience where they're all hanging out, you know.
Yeah, well, everybody's, oh, it's like a slumber party, but it isn't.
Yeah, we're in a slumber party. Yeah, everybody's laying around in a sleeping bag.
Well, it's like everyone's laying around in a sleeping bag, yes.
Anyway, whatever you want to call it, that's what we have there. So that's all part of our backstage pass experience. It isn't just the archives. It isn't just, you know, here is another bitchin' piece of radio. Well, there's a lot of that. It's that and much, much more. So if you don't have a subscription to our website, you can get one through PayPal. You can get one using a credit card. A lot of different ways. You go to philhenryshow.com and just hit the, you know, the sign-up area. You go to where the sign-up thing is. Where is it?
That's on our website.
But where on the website, man?
Well, it's pretty evident there. It's just, you know...
Yeah, it'll be real evident there, guys. Just go to the website and...
It's evident. You go to sign up or sign in or some crap.
Go to one of the banners.
Yeah, the banners. If you hit one of the sliding banners. What am I sliding?
Is everything you guys say has got to be...
Well, he said, talk about slide.
Who gives a shit if he said slide? Yeah, go to the sliding.
Dad, Mr. Ernie.
I don't like it. I think it's indelicate.
Go to one of the sliding banners and hit that, and they'll direct you to wherever it is you need to go. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription to our website today.
Yeah, welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Phil.
Yeah, baby. All right, Jay Sandals will join us.
Jay was a big smash there at UCB the other night, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did very well, Jay. People enjoyed Jay. And, you know, he told the story about Dannemora.
Now, what is that, the place where the guys busted out and they made the movie?
Yeah, they did a movie about it with Patricia Arquette and with...
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro and Paul Dano. And it was fantastic. It was about those guys that busted out. Was it 2015, Bud?
Yeah, 2015, these guys bust out. And they was having sex with a woman that worked in a laundry or in the kitchen, you know.
What do you mean having sex with her?
They manipulated some woman, who was the character that was being played by Patricia Arquette, into helping them basically effectuate, huh?
Phil.
Effectuate, just to play Bargett for a moment here.
Don't mock me, Phil.
Well, that's what you do. Yes, to help effectuate.
Ah, my ears!
I didn't do it that loud. Their escape. Jay Sandals joining our show now to talk about a retirement fund for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Is it a scam? They recently got into hot water with the Santa Monica Police Department, and Jay's trying to rehab their image. On the phone is Jay Sandals. So, Jay, tell me about the this scandal. What happened?
Well, thanks, Phil. It was really not, I wouldn't call it so much of a scandal as it was a embarrassment, you know, for Citizens Auxiliary Police. Essentially, this is what happened. Major Elvis Newton is retiring after a long and successful run as the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we felt at that particular time, in that particular place, that the Newton was in need of a retirement fund, if you will. You know, would have like a separate squeeze cheese, what we call a separate squeeze cheese fund.
What does that mean, a separate squeeze cheese fund?
Well, Major Elvis Newton enjoyed a squeeze cheese, and at every possible opportunity, we would try to get...
Try to get him the squeeze cheese, right?
Yeah, at every possible opportunity, we'd try to have... We'd make squeeze cheese available to him.
What's the big deal with that? Why do you need all the money?
It's not that we need all the money. Let me just finish. He needs the financial support in his retirement. Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going sleeveless, and that's to show off our guns while we are at the beach. And it's not really a major, it's not really a, what you would call an intimidation factor, but we want people to know that we do have, you know, I've got pretty decent arms on me.
You know, I've looked at your arms, Jay, and, you know, they're not bad, they ain't that.
Okay, I mean, anytime, tell you what I'll do. Tell you what I'll do. I'll arm wrestle you sometime, okay?
All right, you got it. You're on, friend.
Okay. Oh, that was easy. Okay.
Yeah, that sure was easy. It'll be a lot easier beating you, too.
All right, gentlemen, you guys can figure that one out later. So, Jay, you're at the beach. You're showing off your guns. Why?
Well, we're going to go sleeveless. And in going sleeveless, we order people on the beach, by the way, to spread it. If we get any major pushback from the pedestrians, what we want to do is collect money for the retirement fund. See what I'm saying? So we're stopping drivers and saying...
You're stopping drivers where? I've got to know this.
At the beach.
Yeah, but where at the beach?
Yeah, where about? Are you on the sand?
No, as if people come into the parking area, okay?
Now, where? What, you're in Santa Monica?
At Santa Monica, yeah. As they come into the parking area. You know where Santa Monica Beach is, don't you?
Yes, I just didn't... I couldn't place where you were.
All right. As they come in the parking area, that's when we roll our sleeves up.
You know something? I don't believe you're going to get one red cent.
Excuse me, but I would like to finish, Mr. Ernie.
Go ahead.
We will. All we're doing is we're rolling up our... I already got permission from the beach.
What about the Santa Monica PD?
Santa Monica PD is Santa Monica PD. They're always going to have their issues, okay? They play their games, I play mine. Okay? They play their games, I play mine.
Yeah, but what does that mean, man? What you talk about playing games. You play games with Santa Monica or any police department, and you're going to wind up dead.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Take it easy.
Well, he just threatened me.
I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you that's what the cops are going to do.
I'm not going to do anything that's going to require lethal force.
All right, Jay, tell me. You're rolling up your sleeves as people come in?
Yeah, we're rolling the sleeves up. We're going, yeah. And we're pointing to our guns, and we're saying... Can you donate money for Major Ellis for the Newton and his retirement fund? And we've got a little slogan. It's called Squeeze Cheese Fund. You know, and they'll say, sometimes they say no. Okay, you got to spread it, you know. And they're like, what? And we're kidding, but a lot of times they'll get out of the car and go ahead and spread.
What do you mean they get out of the car and spread?
Yeah, there's one incident here in the Santa Monica Breeze. You see that?
This was a motorist by the name of William Hurton. Is that it?
William Hurton, that's a guy who got out of his car and spread his cheeks.
What the... Let me see this. William Hurton got out of the car. He was distraught. He was upset and disoriented by the Citizens Auxiliary Police, so-called. Got out of his car and pulled his buttocks apart. Is that...
Hold on a minute.
Quit screwing around, okay?
I'm not screwing around.
So this guy got out of his car and was disoriented.
He was very disoriented. He got frightened and he just went ahead and pulled his cheeks apart.
I can't believe that I partake. I thought when I was going to be on this show, Phil, I'd be able to dance, I'd be able to sing.
Margaret.
No, I thought I'd be able to dance and sing and partake in conversations having to do with hairstyles.
Well, Margaret.
Hold on. And hairstyles. Instead, I'm sitting here with this man, this Santos, for the 8 millionth time.
Ms. Gray.
For the 8 millionth time, listening to him talking about scaring a man into pulling his buttocks apart.
He can pull his buttocks apart. You're talking about...
Well, he pulled his cheeks apart.
Yes, he did. He spread.
Yes, spread. That's it. I should go outside right now and set myself on fire on the sidewalk in front of this place, Phil. That's how I feel about you and your show.
That's very funny.
No, I mean it. I should be like a Buddhist monk, soak myself in gasoline and set myself on fire to draw attention to the smoldering turd that is the Phil Hendry Show.
God...
Okay, Jay, good luck with your squeeze cheese fund.
Well, I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just trying to tell people about it.
Well, nobody cares, okay? So go out there and raise your money and go out and squeeze some cheese.
Squeeze cheese.
Yeah, you know something? You owe me an arm wrestle contest.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, oh yeah? Oh, man.
I can't wait to kick your ass arm wrestling. When's it going to be?
You pick the day, you pick the time.
Okay, how about this Saturday?
I thought you had to do Saturday cinema.
Don't worry about me. How's Saturday for you?
I got to check with my wife. I may have to, you know. I want to do it, yes. It's a tentative yes, but I'm supposed to lay sod on the front lawn.
You got to do what?
I got to lay sod on the front lawn.
Tell you what, man, you're busy.
I can't.
All right, what about Sunday?
Sunday is we go to church.
All day?
Well, it's a day of rest.
Hey, I think he's ducking you.
I'm not ducking diddly squat.
Well, then when's it going to be, Santos?
God, man. So what, are we going out on a date or something?
Hey, Jay, you're ducking him. That's what you're doing. You're ducking him. So thanks very much, Jay.
I'm not ducking him. I got a lace on.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to say this for the whole world so everyone understands you're a chicken shit.
Hey.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Drain.
There she is, yeah.
Yeah, she's outside.
That's right, I'm Margaret Drain.
Talk to you guys later. Don't forget, a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Maybe the greatest thing you've ever done with your life or in your life. So be sure to do that. Go to our webpage and hit one of the banners, and we'll take you to where you got to go, man. If you ain't logged in, Jack, it'll send you to a page where you can subscribe.
If you ain't logged in, Jack.